sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And the only way your voice is going to count is by getting in the show. 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Also, Steve Jones Show at WKOK.com. There's also SteveJonesShow.com and also Twitter at SteveJonesPSU. Kevin would like me to tweet on location that they're out of press notes, that there are 18 people in Section 12, that they're out of hot dogs on press row. They serve Pepsi here, not Coke. Things like that.
Tell me what's on the menu.
Yeah.
You know, things I'm not going to get from the
broadcast. Because remember, when it comes to the game, we already tell you on the broadcast what's going on in the game.
Sorry, I just demand more, Steve. I'm sorry. I'm a junkie. I'm an information junkie.
This is all irrelevant stuff. Now, I'm doing basketball in Tucson, Arizona a few years ago. Right? It is New Year's Eve. I am flying from Tucson to Hartford because on New Year's Day I have a basketball game at UMass. So I fly. First of all, I get to Tucson. It is at the airport of Tucson. It is a gorgeous day. Couldn't be any more than that. A cloud in the sky. Sun rising over the Rockies, cacti everywhere, beautiful day. Get to the airport, can't leave. Why? Can't leave because the pilots had flown in late the night before, and they have a minimum as to how much sleep they're supposed to have. Okay, I got it.
Safety first.
So we leave late. I fly to Minneapolis. I'm supposed to connect Minneapolis into Hartford and then, you know, then drive up to UMass after that. All right. I get to Minneapolis, and my plane lands 2 minutes after my other flight was supposed to take off. And if you've ever been to the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport, you really feel like you've landed in Minneapolis, but your next flight usually is in St. Paul. Rather spread out at the Hubert H. Humphrey International Airport. So I land, and there's actually a woman standing there with a card with my name on it. My first thought is, this isn't good. So I walk up to her. She said, your connecting flight to Hartford? I said, yeah. It took off. So there's a weather situation. They felt like they had to. They couldn't hold it for you. I'm sorry. But I looked at her and I said, so exactly what are we going to do to solve my problem? I said, because I'm not going to solve it. I said, you're going to solve it. I said, your airline's the one that made me wait on a sunny day to take off. Okay.
So what they do?
Well, so what they do is, was they put me on standby.
Oh, that's the best.
I go from Northwest to American Airlines. I change airlines. I'm on standby. All right? And they're going to send me into Chicago and then connect me from Chicago into Hartford.
In January?
Huh?
In January. They're going to send you to Chicago.
December 31st.
Right. Yeah.
So I get the flight from Minneapolis to Chicago. Flight lands. I check the board. The flight to Hartford's canceled. So I walk over to our good friends at American Airlines. And I said, when is the next flight to Hartford? 8:30 tonight. I said, that's fine. I said, you can book me on that. She, of course, says, well, you have to go back up to ticketing. I said, I looked at her and said, you and I both know that you can do this here. I said, not the first rodeo. She says, you're right. So I get reticketed and for the flight at 8:30. Okay. Another flight comes in that's supposed to go to Dallas. From Dallas that goes stops in Chicago, goes to Hartford. They land, all these people get off the plane. And they all just mosey over and sit down. I'm thinking to myself, why aren't they checking in? Because their flight was the one that was canceled to Hartford. I mean, I knew this timing as I saw everything on the board. I thought to myself, boy, it's really unusual. Nobody went up to get reticketed or anything like that. Well, the 8:30 flight to Hartford comes up. And this is New Year's Eve. Well, these people don't have tickets for this particular flight, the new flight at 8:30. They don't have tickets for it yet. Because everybody just assumed, hey, they have to put us on some flight to Hartford, so we're all going, no, au contraire, mon frère. The verbal fights were stunning. I'm just sitting there with my head down going, oh, my goodness. Finally, over time, they ticket. Now it's about, I don't know, it's 10 o'clock at night. But they finally get everybody on the plane. And it's snowing.
That's even better.
It starts to snow. And we leave at, about 12:45. Sang Auld Lang Syne over Grand Rapids or Lake Michigan or something.
I was going to say, did they at least have New Year's Eve champagne toast or something?
No, nothing. I landed at 1:30 in the morning. The good news is the bag made it. So yes, there have been great travel stories over the years. Great travel stories.
You know, your little story there made me remember of American Airlines commercial in the 80s and 90s. Remember that one?
When you're something special, people know it. American Airlines, something special in the air.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was special, all right.
Well, I had to go from Denver into Casper, Wyoming for a tournament. Okay, Denver, Casper, Wyoming. Now, who schedules a tournament in Casper, Wyoming after Christmas? I mean, really. I spent a month there for 5 days. All right, so, I mean, the wind was so bad in this place, right? We're up, you're over 5,000 feet high to begin with. There's antelope. Now, this was kind of cool, actually. Antelope grazing outside the arena. There's antelope grazing outside the arena. I thought, well, this is kind of cool.
Please tell me there were deer nearby, too.
Two semis blew over on I-25 because the winds were 50 miles an hour. Now, I have to fly from Denver into Casper. Okay? We're all on the plane. So get on the plane. And we're overweight, and I can tell you why we're overweight, all right? The reason we're overweight is all that basketball equipment we brought, bags and everything like that. They need three people to exit the plane.
And so they ask for volunteers?
Yes, three volunteers, and Continental is going to give them $200 in Continental flight incentives to leave the plane. So one guy says, like, I don't have to be there today. He raises his hand, he gets up, he gets his $200, he leaves. Okay, fine. So the next guy up, now nobody else gets up. And she makes the announcement again. Nobody gets up. Finally, she says, look, I'm just picking two people. We're not leaving Denver. Okay.
Everybody was holding out for $500 or what?
No, I don't know what they're holding out for, right? She picks Dave Deggetts and Freddie Barnes for the Penn State basketball team. To which Parkhill looks over, Bruce looks over and says, we're with the Penn State basketball team. We have a game tomorrow in Casper for the Cowboy shootout. She goes, all right, everybody at the basketball team is exempt. So then she finally picks two people. And one guy's mad, and the other guy slams his hand out. He goes, what? I'm not getting off this plane. Sir, We're offering you $200 in Continental flight incentives. He says, well, back at $2,000, I'll do a cartwheel. I'm sitting in the back row. I'm covering my mouth because I thought it was a pretty good line. She calls security, and they haul this guy off the plane. I'm like, oh, brother. So, boom, we go up in the air. We leave Denver, and we fly, and we land in Casper. Now I'm in the last row, and it's a rear entry plane, rear exit plane. So I'm in the last row. I'm the first guy off the plane. Right? Boom. I walked in. And there's no jetway. You walk across the field. You get over there. And I go down to baggage claim. I get the baggage claim. There's this woman standing there. And she says, are you the flight from Denver? I said, yes, as a matter of fact, we are. She says, good. She says, good. I'm here to pick up my dog. I looked over. I'm thinking to myself, this is more information than I need. I'm here to pick up my dog. I says, oh, that's good. She says, my fiance Tim was on the plane. I said, yeah? He says, and they kicked him off because of some stupid basketball team.
Stupid basketball team.
No, I looked at her. I said, I recall the incident. That's what I said. I recall the incident. So I'm standing there, we're waiting, and the carousel starts going around a little bit, and then she's calmed down a little bit, and she looks over, and she says, so are you here on Casper on business or pleasure? I said, well, business. She says, really? So what do you do? I said, I'm with the stupid basketball team.
See, that's what I would have said, too.
Our number, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. More of the Steve Jones Show and your calls after this.
If you want to have a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is going to make the month of March Sunbury Motors Hyundai Month. During the month of March, test drive any new Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai, and you'll receive a $15 Brewers Outlet gift card. Why should you test drive a new Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai? Well, listen to these awards. The 2012 Hyundai Sonata is the winner of Lowest Cost of Ownership by Kelley Blue Book. And the 2012 Hyundai Elantra was named Best Car Under $20,000 by AOL.auto.com. Every new Hyundai comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And every Hyundai purchased at Sunbury Motors Hyundai receives an additional set of tires. If you're looking for a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, or at sunburymotors.com.
Great yards demand equipment that's as dedicated and hardworking as you. Fortunately, the Husqvarna range of lawn and garden equipment offers everything from lawnmowers and ride-on mowers to trimmers and chainsaws to let you tame the wild of your yard. And with over 300 years' experience, you can trust Husqvarna to provide the most efficient, durable, and ergonomically designed products on the market today. Stop by Buffalo Valley Repair in Lewisburg or call us at 568-0233 to see how Husqvarna can help you with all your lawn and landscape needs. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
These days, who isn't on a budget? Whether it's a ramen noodles every night budget, a cutback on your cable channels budget, or how in the world am I ever going to put my kids through college budget, Allstate has something just for you. The Allstate Value Plan. It's their most affordable car insurance, and it still comes with an Allstate agent. Plus, the value plan includes Allstate Easy Pay, so you can stay on top of your payments without even thinking about it. The Allstate Value Plan. It's the kind of car insurance that fits any kind of budget. It's Allstate for all.
There's an Allstate policy for everyone. Why not see how much you can save with the Allstate Value Plan? Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Allstate Value Plan. Dollar for dollar. Nobody protects you like Allstate.
My parents are getting older, and I want to be there to help. But sometimes I spend more time taking care of them than my own family. It's starting to put pressure on my marriage, and my kids are getting lost in it all. My parents need help. and I need help.
If you're struggling to care for your parents, you're not alone. Home Instead Senior Care can help. With personalized service and a personal touch, the caregivers will help your parents stay in the place they call home. Home Instead Senior Care, 866-522-6533, serving the central Susquehanna Valley from Lewisburg. To us, it's personal.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents The Road Report. 10 minutes before the hour each weekday morning on WKOK. We'll talk about construction slow spots, and we'll let you know if the weather is going to affect driving. Before you hit the road, check out The Road Report at WKOK.com. Then, listen to News Radio 1070 WKOK to find out what you'll run into on the way to work. The Road Report is on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Talking to Girardi on the phone here, by the way. That's what we're doing at the moment. So back to the phone lines at 1-800-795-9565. We're talking about Hartford basketball. Johnny Gall getting it done as they lost in double OT in the America East at home. This is not the same team we saw on opening night. Not even close. Buzz in Northumberland. Hi, Buzz. Thanks for waiting. You're on the show today.
Steve, do you mind if I ask you a question that relates to a show last week?
Sure, you can ask me anything you want.
You had mentioned, and I didn't get to hear the whole, you had said that you and Kevin were talking about that you felt that baseball was no longer really qualified to be America's pastime, that football had kind of taken that spot, and even a lot of people even feel NASCAR is coming up. What do you think happened? I didn't hear your thoughts on why you think that baseball has slipped.
That's a good question. It's a really good question. I love baseball. Okay, let's establish that right away, Buzz.
It's a whole different experience to go to a baseball game. It's much more cerebral and entertaining, I guess. I don't know. It's more pleasant to be there. You feel better when you leave, whether your team won or lost. You go to football, your team leaves, you're ready to kill somebody out in the parking lot.
Well, it's a really good question you ask, and number one, I love baseball, so let's establish that. I love broadcasting the Spikes games. It's a great summer job escape for me.
Yeah.
I just enjoy it. I enjoy the pace of it. Very much so. I grew up around the game, love the game. The pace is completely different. Now, I feel that they need to pick up the pace just a little bit, though. They do
so
need
do
to pick up the...
Do you think that's a possible part of it? Like, Americans have become so action-oriented in everything from entertainment to automobiles to sports. Do you think that's what happened?
It's a little more than action-oriented, Buzz, because I think there's enough action and the pace of the game lends itself to it. But they have to kill the dead time a little bit. And part of the dead time is, for example, there is a rule in the major leagues that once you get up on the slab, you have 20 seconds to make a pitch. Once you get on the slab.
That
rule does exist. It's in there. Also, I'm a big proponent of 1 foot inside the batter's box. In other words, when you look down to third base, instead of walking around, all thing you take, keep 1 foot in, you can take 1 foot out, look down, get what you need, get back in the box, and hit. Same thing in the left-handed side. You shouldn't be allowed to wander around all the time in between pitches. And I think if they can cut down on the wandering around between pitches by both the pitcher and the hitter, then I think you close that gap minute-wise of what you're watching. A Red Sox-Yankees game, for example, is on the average 4 hours and 13 minutes.
I remember hearing you say that. Why is that, do you think? Why are their games longer?
Because two reasons. Number one, there's an intensity level. It's a little bit different than most major league games. And number two, both teams are loaded with so many good hitters, you'll find that they foul off more pitches than most other teams do in the course of the game. And in the course of that, the goal of being able to fight off pitches and foul as many pitches off as they do, they run pitch counts deeper, which takes longer. They also knock pitchers out of the game with the idea in the fifth or sixth inning to then get to the bullpen. And every time you have a bullpen change, it does take more time. Now, bullpen changes, you cannot do anything with a bullpen change, as far as I'm concerned, to change the time. But it's the wandering around between pitches that is where they need to close the gap a little bit there, where a pitcher gets the ball, get back up on the hill and pitch. You don't need to take as much time as they take. And it's amazing when I watch, for example, even at the spikes level, the single A level, when I watch them play, you'll see a pitcher retire 13 in a row. I'm telling you right now, Buzz, 9 times out of 10 they catch the ball, boom, they look in, get the sign, pitch. I mean, the pace is great.
Oh, yeah.
But when somebody gets on base, it grinds to a halt.
Interesting. Well, with that thought in mind, what you said, and I've heard other people say that they thought baseball was losing in places, do you think baseball needs to make some adjustments, or are they making adjustments? Is that a concern to them, or is that just the way of society and the way, you know, things cycle in and out?
Well, part of it's society and how things cycle in and out. But I think, first of all, baseball has not lost as much popularity as some people. I think it's still very popular across the landscape because, let's face it, you look at so many, I mean, the number of fans going through turnstiles. The difference is the difference is in the TV ratings right now, Buzz, and that's what's lending me to say it's not. When 17 of the top 20 primetime shows for the year are NFL games, I mean,
that's scary.
Right,
yeah.
That's prime time. I mean, that is up against NCIS. That is up against Two and a Half Men, whatever the comedy of the year happens to be.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's all shows. 17 of the top 20 rated shows for the year are NFL games. They are not Major League Baseball games. They're not World Series games.
Unbelievable.
It's hard for them, especially in the middle of the week of the World Series, to pick out a time where they can get the West Coast audience and the East Coast audience. Because if you started too early, the West Coast audience is out of it. If you started too late, then the East Coast audience is in bed by the fifth inning. So, you know, I mean, not everybody keeps all hours like Kevin Herr.
Well, how are ticket sales for baseball?
And they're good. I think they're terrific.
Especially in Philadelphia.
I mean, they're terrific.
I was thinking, you know, for myself, I love baseball and football. I'd struggle to choose a favorite. But I have found over the years that as much as I enjoy the live experience, I'm at a point where I would rather watch football on television and baseball live.
Right.
You know, football, there's so much going on. The replays are a big help. I remember, you know, first times I went to the games back in the days before they had the big screens and stuff, I thought, boy, you really got to pay attention. You're going to miss this, you know.
Right.
So you watch it on TV, you get to see that. But in baseball, it happens at a pace you can follow. You know, I mean, you got time to go get something to eat or something between innings. You know, you're not going to miss anything. You're not afraid to go away from your seat.
Yeah, it's interesting because I mentioned this. Kevin and I were debating the designated hitter 2 weeks ago. And I said the Pirates played the Red Sox at PNC, thus the Red Sox in a National League Park could not use the DH.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
The one time where everybody stopped what they were doing, I was at a concession stand at the time. Everybody all of a sudden I looked and said, what's everybody walking up for? David Ortiz came to the plate. As a pinch hitter. See, and for Pirate fans, there's a star they wanted to see. It turned out he was the DH. And he couldn't play except in a pinch hitting role. Oh, and by the way, he scored the winning run. Buzz, great call. You and I are both big baseball fans. We love the game very much. Sarah Bartlett in the news at the bottom of the hour. Then Tim Frazier on WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Out on Twitter, we're letting everyone know that Malcolm Moran, formerly of the New York Times, Chicago Tribune, Newsday, USA Today, currently the night chair in sports journalism at Penn State University, will be our guest. We'll talk about open locker room policies in college sports, and also we'll talk about the upcoming Big Ten tournament. Tonight they'll release the all-Big Ten team. I know one idiot that ended up with a vote.
No comment.
But I am not allowed to release my vote. I'm not allowed to reveal how I voted.
What, is it a national secret?
Well, it's part of the agreement I have to make with them to be a voter. I am a voter for both football and basketball.
Okay, but all the votes are in, right?
Yes.
So your vote isn't going to sway anybody.
No, but I'm not supposed to reveal.
All right. I just wanted to clarify.
It's part of the rules. I mean, you know. That's all. I mean,
Do they count the votes and seal them up like the Academy Awards or what?
No, but for example, they don't want me going on here saying, okay, I voted this guy first team, second team, third team. I voted this guy freshman of the year. I voted this guy player of the year. Because we have to vote 1, 2, 3 player of the year, 1, 2, 3 freshman, 1, 2, 3 coaches, and then I have to 5 first teams, 5 second teams, 5 thirds.
But tomorrow you can.
I can talk about who won. But we're really not supposed to reveal how we voted.
Really? Well, no, they do that all the time for like voting for player of the year in the NCAA or Hall of Fame voting. I mean, the $4 Network does that all the time.
Well, that's because they're special.
Yeah, well.
But that's the rule. You're not supposed to really reveal how you voted. And I will tell you, I did vote Tim Frazier first team.
Well.
But I don't know if he's going to. I don't know if he's going to make it.
Really?
I don't know.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
And that's just because he's on a team that hasn't been 500 or above.
Right.
Wow.
Now, it turns out that he has turned in one great game after another this season. Yesterday, unfortunately, was not one of them. Now, if you recall, last week, Penn State played a game Wednesday night, the 29th at Purdue, and we did not get back to State College until Thursday morning about 11:30.
Right.
Right, we stayed overnight. Patrick Chambers, and I'll talk about this now because I really want to talk about it before the Michigan game. One of the reasons Patrick Chambers decided when we were sitting on the tarmac in Pittsburgh to not take the plane back up and then roll the dice about going into State College, because the original thought was, look, we'll wait an hour or wait an hour and a half, and then at 1 o'clock we'll take the plane back up and see if we can try and land it at 1:30 in State College. But there was no wind there. There were no guarantees. He said, you know what, I have to make an executive decision here. He says, look, we just played. They're tired. He says, Tim Frazier's sick. He says, you know, I said, I don't really feel like having him sit out here. Cam broke a bone in his foot. He hadn't been x-rayed yet. You know, he'd been x-rayed there. But, he needed to be re-examined Thursday anyway. He says, you know, Cam's sore. He says, Tim's sick. Well, yesterday was not one of his banner days. He did not play well yesterday, which is one of the ironies because he's played great in virtually every other game. So I asked him after the game about his frustration level, especially after the 6-point loss to what turned out to be co-champion Michigan.
You know, I'm pretty frustrated. You know, we definitely wanted to come out and get a win, you know, especially for the seniors and Cam and Billy. That didn't happen for us tonight, but, you know, we had a chance, a Big Ten tournament to make a run.
I talked to you. In the first half, you picked up 2 fouls. When you did pick up 2 fouls, you had to go in and out again, and it stifled you really for the rest of that. When that happens, what's the change in your aggressiveness on the court once you do get back in the game?
You just have to be more cautious, you know, especially on offense and defense. And defensive, you can't be as aggressive as you want to be because you don't want to get any ticky-tack fouls. And on offense, you know, on the drives, you know, you don't want to, you know, Michigan does a great job of taking charges, so you definitely have to be cautious of that.
What is it about this team where no matter what the advantage is for the opponent, you make a charge and put game pressure on them?
I mean, just what Coach Chambers has brought to the team. You know, we never give up. We fight for 40 minutes. Even when we're up 20 or we're down 20, we keep fighting and we keep playing the same.
Now let's talk about the stretch run. You're coming back down the stretch. You know who the hot hands are. What do you think a game like this means, for example, to a guy like Jermaine? And what do you think this game means to a guy like Ross Travis and also to Trey Lewis, because they were the contributors down the stretch?
It's great for those guys, you know, as well as for the team. You know, those guys, you know, when you have great games and good games, you put up good numbers and you get your confidence back. You know, now you're able to step into the tournament where, you know, it's everybody's one and done and everybody's on a neutral court. So, you know, you can only play with the confidence and it's going to help out in the future.
You have not only experienced the Big Ten tournament, you've had great success in the Big Ten tournament. What will you impart to your younger teammates who have not been through it before?
Just take it as just another game. You know, I know it's a Big Ten tournament, and, you know, it's going to be a lot of people there, and, you know, a lot of stuff is on the line for it. But, you know, if you play it just like we're playing at home, yeah, we should be fine.
Do you look at it and tell them that this is an opportunity, a new season?
Oh, yeah, of course. Coach just mentioned it to us. We're 0-0 now, and now we have to come out. Everybody has a clean slate, and everybody has a chance to make it to the tournament.
Because it is spring break here at Penn State, to go into the Big Ten tournament with the fact that you don't have to go to class and you just concentrate on basketball this week, give us an idea of the advantage that is in terms of being maybe a little more relaxed and concentrating on the game.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, you don't have class. All you have to do is worry about basketball. There's not a lot of people on campus, so you just be in peace and quiet and you're in basketball. You know, you'd be able to rest more, you know, instead of going to class. And as far as you'd be able to get extra shots up in the gym and watch film, you know, that's definitely what we'll do for this week.
Tim, thanks so much.
Thank you.
First of all, I don't know how the vote turns out tomorrow, all right? But I know you'll get one vote for first team all Big Ten. But you deserve it, okay? You deserve it. You've had a phenomenal season so far. And by the way, Tim Frazier today set the single season record for assists by a Nittany Lion. No one has ever climbed to where you are right now. In the ball game, you had 5 assists. That gives you 194. No one has ever had 194 assists in a Penn State basketball season. I know you want wins, but at least as a consolation, congratulations on achieving something that's never happened here before.
Thank you.
Tim Frazier, and he's done so in 31 games. The previous record was 189, held by Taylor Battle in a 38-game season the year they won the NIT. He did it in 31 games. Game 32 is coming up on Thursday. I know Kevin's a little excited about that. Kevin is not the first thing he says to me, he says, it's going to wipe out the show.
That's terrible. Can we reschedule it? Can the Big Ten work around the program?
Well, if Purdue had won last night or Penn State had won yesterday, then it would have been the 8:30 game.
Don't you have any pull whatsoever? I mean, there's got to be something. Is there a favor?
Pull?
Yeah.
Sarah Bartlett's still doing news.
Do you have any pull with the Big Ten? You know, can't you get a favor worked in there? Maybe push it off till 5:30.
I'll tell you one of the things. Well, that's the Minnesota Northwestern showdown.
Well, they can swap then.
They can swap.
Yeah.
Sure, that'd be great.
All right, I was trying.
Yeah, they're not going to swap. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, it's probably true.
But yeah, TV rules, and that is the ESPN2 game.
Oh well, then forget it. That's not going to move anywhere.
Right.
Nothing moves for the four-letter network.
No, that's the ESPN2 game right there. So, but that's the story. And again, you're not happy.
No. I miss the show. I will have withdrawal of not having the show.
Okay. Sorry to hear that.
Hey, got some 4 o'clock news here from the franchise tag market. Vincent Jackson, Chargers, not tagged today at 4. 4 was the cutoff today. Wes mm-hmm. Welker did get tagged with the franchise. We were talking about that the other day. You didn't think that would happen, did you?
About what?
That Welker would get the franchise tag in New England. Just because of his age and the injury issue.
To be honest with you, it never came up on our show.
I thought we talked about that.
No.
All right. Well, I talked about it with somebody then. I thought it was.
Yeah, it wasn't me. I thought it was interesting, and somebody asked about Bill O'Brien before,
uh-huh.
and I mentioned that Bill O'Brien was really a, you know, in a lot of ways, they asked about Sean Oakman,
right.
And I mentioned that Bill O'Brien was a player's advocate. Did you notice what he said about Wes Welker over the weekend?
No, I didn't hear that.
He said that was not a drop. That was an extremely difficult catch.
He said that before,
a lot of people have been dumb. I'm just saying though, he spoke at that coach's clinic in New England. And again, you know, talks about how being a player's advocate. That's being a player's advocate.
Now I gotta share this with you. This to me is funny. But you know your team is struggling for, you know, talented players to put on a franchise tag when you tag kickers. Now, I mean no disrespect to kickers. I really don't. I understand the job, but a franchise tag on kickers it seems a little bit strange to me. Mike Nugent tagged by the Cincinnati Bengals. Phil Dawson, I can also almost understand for Cleveland, because I think he scored more points for anybody else than Cleveland. But Phil Dawson tagged by Cleveland. Those were some of the other tags that came today. Connor Barth tagged by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Josh Scobie, the kicker, tagged by the Jacksonville Jaguars. Four kickers franchise tagged.
Yeah, but that may come down to whose contracts, the cycle of contracts you have, too.
And it might. It might. The two big ones, dollar figure wise, Drew Brees at $14.4 million.
Mm-hmm.
And I would probably say Brent Grimes, the cornerback for the Falcons, at $10.4 million. And then you have DeSean Jackson at 9.5, but if the Eagles want to be competitive, they're going to have to sign him to a long-term deal.
Sure, yeah.
Or shop him.
Mm-hmm. One of the two. And he's such a positive force on the team.
That's the
our
big
number
problem.
Is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Back with more of the Steve Jones Show after this.
In this 21st century world, isn't it good to know that you can rely on your computers to work for your business in plenty of ways? Unfortunately, while computers can be efficient, sometimes there are times when you'll experience problems. It's almost like they want to act up. And when they do, you know there's nothing you can do that'll coax them back to life. Well, what do? Don't take the problems on yourself. That can only lead to more frustration. Relax and let Better Business Solutions fix your computer concerns the first time the right way. Whether it's a virus, malware, spyware, or you're in need of an upgrade, Better Business Solutions has the answers to help you get back up and running smoothly again. You can reach Better Business Solutions at 275-5844. They have experts on hand who will diagnose your problem and correct it in no time. They service many different brands, including Dell, Acer, Toshiba, HP, Compaq, and even computers built by other companies. If you wish, they can even come to your home or your business. Let Better Business Solutions take the hassle out of repairing your computer. Call 275-5844 or check out their website at www.better-business-solutions.com.
Evangelical Community Hospital celebrating the special deliveries of 2011 with a special edition. Proud parents, grandparents, family, and friends now have the chance to honor the Evan babies of 2011. Your little one's name, birth date, photo, and special message will be published in the Daily Items special section on March 20th, Everything Baby. Download your entry form at evanhospital.com. All entries must be received by March 14th. Celebrate your special delivery and download your entry form today at evanhospital.com.
It's income tax refund time. Have you considered using it for some home enhancements? Something that will be enjoyed for years to come?
At Dale Wolf Custom Kitchens and Baths, we will help you get the most value for your money. Whether it's cabinets or countertops, we are here to help.
Always free estimates. Always personalized service. Dale Wolf Custom Kitchens and Baths.
Visit our Herndon showroom on Route 225, a quarter mile past the Lime Mountain High School, or on the web at DaleWolfKitchens.com. And like us on Facebook.
It's time once again for the fun and fantastic Landscape and Garden Showcase. The showcase is March 14th through April the 1st at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. This is your chance to come check out the different landscape displays, lawn and garden equipment, outdoor furniture, handcrafted furniture, window displays, solar power companies, and more coming to the mall to display their products. The show will be held during mall hours, and it will give you the opportunity to come see products from various businesses all under one roof. That's the Landscape and Garden Showcase, March 14th through April the 1st at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. For directions to the mall, just go to SusquehannaValleyMall.com. We'll see you there.
See Mid-Atlantic Waterproofing, C.H. Walt Sun Incorporated, Pops Handcrafted Furniture, Creative Plantscapes Incorporated, Buffalo Valley Fence, Angles Farm and Greenhouses, and Miller's Turf and Trail. Sponsored by News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Every day, get expert insight on the market and the economy and how both can impact your finances and investments with the Wall Street Journal Report on WKOK. You'll also get coverage of major global stories, political events, medical breakthroughs, emerging technology, and more. Listen for the Wall Street Journal Report weekday mornings at 25 after and 5 minutes before the hour from 6 to 8:30. Then, hear more insightful coverage weekday afternoons from 5 to 7. Weekend mornings, catch the report Saturdays in the 9 o'clock hour and Sundays in the 10 o'clock hour. Only on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
All right, so Herr's telling me in the break that he is a big fantasy football player and fantasy baseball player.
Wait. Define big. I only do one team. I mean, I know guys that do like six different teams a year and are in six different leagues. That's a big player. I just dabble.
You dabble. All right? You dabble in it.
And not well.
So, in other words, you're one of those guys that roots for the back of the jersey and not the front of the jersey.
Well, it depends. It depends.
Depends on what?
Are they playing the team that I root for in the front of the jersey? That's where it depends. If that's the case, then I root for my favorite team over the fact that they happen to be playing either my quarterback or my defense or whatever. Or on the baseball side of things, the going against my pitcher or whatever.
I see.
I mean, my loyalties to my team come first. To my fantasy team comes second. And by the looks of it, where I finished last year in baseball, it's understandable that that's the way it goes. I'm looking up here just to, so you can have more fodder at my expense. I'm trying to figure out where I finished last year. And here's another thing. If somebody that plays fantasy sports, if they don't know where they finished last year, they didn't finish too high. That's how you can always tell.
That's okay. While you've been rambling on, I ordered filet at Harry and Izzy's for Wednesday night.
Oh, I finished 7th out of 10. That wasn't as bad as I thought.
Yeah, well, that's better than I finished. Want to know where I finished?
You didn't do it.
You got that right. Never have.
Really? Now, why not?
Because when I go out and watch a game, I watch the team play.
But when your team isn't playing,
I could care less how many catches Larry Fitzgerald has. All right, I think he's a great player and he's great to watch. But I root for teams to win. All right, it's a team sport.
Yeah, I'm rooting for a team. It happens to be my team.
Yeah, but what if it turns out that a particular day you need Eli Manning to produce 300 yards for you?
Actually, I had Peyton Manning last year, and he didn't produce any yards for me.
Yeah, I know, and he ended up winning MVP.
Exactly. Now, see, if he goes into the broadcast booth this year, and I have him under a 2-year contract, so I got to keep him for another year. So if he goes into the broadcast booth and he wins an Emmy, do I get points for that?
Oh, boy.
That's all I want to know.
Oh, boy.
It's a simple question. Do you get points for an Emmy?
No, you don't.
That figures. I find fantasy baseball, though, harder. There's so many players, so many games. It's tougher to keep track in fantasy baseball.
You know, I've discovered.
What's that?
Your life's a fantasy.
That's true. My life has been a fantasy for a long time.
It's a fantasy. Yes, it is. Yes. Oh, my goodness. All right. 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. While you were doing that, I did order filet at Harry and Izzy's for Wednesday night.
Super.
Well, I wanted to make sure my time was productive.
Think of me when you're cutting down.
We're going to have shrimp cocktail immersed, by the way, in horseradish. All right. Even when you scrape it off, it still opens up every pore. And I still am going to have it because even after you scrape off all the... I mean, because it's extra hot.
Oh, man.
And then a nice Harry... Now, Craig Hughes is the one who runs St. Elmo's and Harry and Izzy's. He's a Penn State graduate. Thus, I will make an appearance at a little get-together he has on Thursday night.
Oh, so you're being paid by food, is what you're telling me?
No, this is Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Thursday after the first game. Right?
Learfield Sports Expense Account.
Well, but there's also a Learfield event I have to go to too. No, I'm being comped on that. I'm being comped on that. And then there's a Learfield event that I have to go to on Thursday night as well. Coach O'Brien was going to go out and was going to go to the game. I was going to go to the event with me at St. Elmo's. But things have come up for him. He will not be able to make the trip.
More steak for you.
What about your, you know... See, you need to be finding these places. I mean, where are you going in Allentown?
Hey, listen, if we get to Yakko's, I'll be happy if we have time to get there for a couple of hot dogs.
Another trip to Red Robin, huh? Yeah, another trip to the Red Robin for you. Another trip
listen,
to Sonic.
The drive-thru isn't as bad as you think.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, there's a reason my cholesterol's up. Anyway. Well, you know, we don't have these overnight trips like the pampered broadcasters do. You know, we don't have these flights in and out of everything. We drive 3-4 hours to get to our event. And then when you get there, you don't have time to get more than a hot dog at the concession stand on a good day. And then it's another 2 hours back home. So, you know, the pampering isn't quite there that you're used to.
Pampering? I went to Evansville last year. We don't play Evansville.
You went to Pittsburgh a couple of days ago, and you weren't playing anybody there either.
Nope. Went to Pittsburgh 3 times last year. Not once did we see them.
The toughest ones are the day road trips when you go to Massachusetts. Those are kind of grueling.
Those are hard.
They start at 4 in the morning, and they finish at 11:30 at night.
Yeah, those are hard, no doubt.
Fortunately, I had a game on that Saturday this year up the Holy Cross, so I got out of that one.
Right. Well, I mean, getting there is easy. 80, 81, 80, 81, 84, 90, and was it 290?
I don't know. I fell asleep halfway there.
Stadium's right off of 290.
But
yes, I've been to Holy Cross. Yes.
Here's the problem, though. Somebody in their infinite wisdom, and I asked Coach Joe Susan who made the schedule because they really weren't looking at anything. It's at Holy Cross, followed by at Harvard.
Yes.
I'm like, really? Really?
Yep. Yeah. Can't stay up there a week either,
nope,
buddy boy.
Nope. Nope.
Yeah, but even when we play Purdue and Indiana back-to-back, we fly out, boom, do the game, fly back. Because, again, got to keep class time down as often as possible. Now, for Penn State, the break is the Big Ten tournament is always during spring break, so they lose no class time whatsoever, none. And that's an important part of it. That's why I've always laughed about, you can't do a national championship playoff in football. Why is that? I says, well, all the class time they'd miss and things like that. It's during term break. We aren't all stupid out here. I mean, really. After a while, you look at people and go, you really think we're that dumb? We're around a university. We know what the calendar is. Oh, my goodness. Hey, we'll have a lot more NCAA basketball tournament talk coming up as the week goes along. We talked about in the first part of the show, first four in, last four out. Right now, Northwestern's not only in, but they're 34 out of 37, according to Joe Lenardi. Joe was our guest last week on the show. And Northwestern plays Minnesota Thursday after Penn State plays Indiana. We'll have more on that game. We'll hear from some of the Big Ten coaches tomorrow. Malcolm Moran on Wednesday, game on Thursday, Kevin Bagsby at 4 on Friday.